Wild Instinct's director of rehabilitation, Mark Naniant, doesn't want COVID-19 to spread in wild animals.
You know, we want what's best for the animals.
After a recent incident where humans transmitted the virus to mink on a farm in Utah, the Wisconsin DNR has released a list of animals rehabilitators can't treat. It includes animals like mink, otters, badgers, and bobcats.
So that was the reasoning, is they were worried that we may contract it, give it to our animals, get the animals released out into the wild, and then of course they could give it to others of their species, and that's the concern.
But Naniant says research doesn't support the move.
And so far there's not been a documented case of a wild animal contracting the disease from, you know, anybody else.
The USDA has said these animals could be susceptible to the virus, but says there's currently no evidence the virus would cause significant disease if established in these species. Right now, if someone calls Wild Instincts about one of the animals on the banned list, they're instructed to tell the person to leave the animal alone or call the county wildlife biologist with the DNR. This will likely lead to a sick animal being left for dead or being put down. Naniant fears it will lead to people trying to care for the wild animal themselves rather than see it die.
So they could potentially spread diseases to their children, to their pets, to themselves. And of course, the animals will probably become more humanized because they won't have the proper caging and things that they need to make sure they stay wild.
The DNR didn't give a timeline for how long the restrictions would be in place, just calling it temporary. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.